Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. I'm your host, Terrence Zepke. Okay, so for today's show, I thought I would pick a destination in America that's a very popular tourist destination and kind of show you the adventure side, because adventure can be found anywhere in the world, in any city, at any place, if you're looking for it. So the place I picked is Orlando. And Orlando is the number one tourist destination in Florida, and it's also one of the top three picks for overseas travelers coming to visit the U.S. Okay, so what do I mean by the other side of Orlando? Well, obviously everybody knows about SeaWorld and Disney World, Universal Studios, blah, 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 the usual tame tourist stuff. But for those seeking adventure, you may not realize you can find it just up the road from Mickey Mouse and Shamu. So for today's show, I've gotten 8 adventurous activities you can do while you're in the greater Orlando area. So the first thing I want to tell you about is something called Revolution Off-Road. This is a 4-seater Mucky Duck amphibious vehicle, and participants will climb steep hills, scoot around a lake, tackle mud pits, travel rough roads, all kinds of fun stuff. And the guy does all the driving. You just sit back and hang on. And so while you're there, you also have a chance. You'll be going paddleboarding, bass fishing. You can do archery. You can explore the area via dune buggies and ATVs. All kinds of great stuff there, just a fun thing there. And that is right outside of Orlando, and the website is www.revolutionoffroad.com. And second thing that I think is pretty cool that a lot of people don't know about is something called the Orlando Eye. And if you're scared of heights, it's going to be a double thrill for you. Passengers will soar 400 feet into the sky in air-conditioned capsules. We're talking one gigantic Ferris wheel. So that's a really cool thing to do for all ages as well. And that's www.officialorlandoeye.com. And the third thing, of course, I had to throw in here, you know, is take a safari. If you take the Wild Africa Trek at Disney's Animal Kingdom, you will see hippos, Nile crocodiles, giraffes, rhinos, and a lot more wildlife during your 3-hour safari. But you'll also cross a rope bridge, ride in an open safari vehicle, enjoy snacks in a thatched hut, and so much more. And I want you to note now, though, this is not the same as Animal Kingdom's Kilimanjaro safaris. This is the Wild Africa Trek, and something you'd have to be looking for and ask about. And you can find more about that at DisneyWorld.com. Okay, number 4 on my list of the other side of Orlando is to explore the Tree Trek Adventure Park. Yes, Tree Trek Adventure Park. Participants can navigate rope courses, go zip lining, traverse a rope jungle that includes games, bridges, a rock wall, swinging logs, all kinds of crazy stuff. And here's the fun thing. Adults can try a more challenging course. But before you can do that, you have to take a training class, if that tells you anything. So the course gets progressively more challenging as you go along. And it will include climbing through tunnels, swinging on ropes, Tarzan, and steps between planks while dangling. But don't worry. Take heart here. You'll be tethered. So you only hang in the air rather than fall. So that's a good thing. And that's at OrlandoTreeTrek.com. And at the end of the show, if you don't catch any of these websites or you want to hear some of this stuff again, don't worry. I'm going to give you information how to do that. So no worries. Number 5, halfway through my list here, Escapology. This one I think is really cool. A group of 6 participants is given a scenario whereby they have to figure out how to fix a problem. And each group goes into a room where a clock is literally counting down, and they are then given their puzzle to solve. And it's all kinds of really cool, fun stuff, I think, for adults and kids. I think all ages would appreciate this. But you'll do things like try to figure out Morse code, read these weird maps, encrypt these cryptic messages. All this stuff is part of the process. And also part of the process is dashing around, searching for clues. You know, we're talking rummaging through furniture drawers, looking behind things, all kinds of stuff, just like, you know, in the movies. So I think that's pretty cool. And you'll also have discussions and debates about how to proceed, how to translate the clues. All the while, the clock's going to be ticking, and you're going to be watching it counting down. So I think that has a lot of elements of adventure to it there. And that's Escapology.com. And here's one that I didn't know about, so I was researching this, that I think it's a really, really wild idea here. I fly indoor skydiving. Okay, so did you get that? I fly indoor skydiving. So after a brief training session, participants gather around a chamber that contains a narrow wind tunnel. So then you step into this chamber, lift your legs, and stretch your arms forward. So this results in you're rising into a horizontal position where you are floating literally on a cushion of wind that exceeds 150 miles per hour. So your flight lasts for 2 minutes. So you'll have a little training session first, then you go into this wind tunnel chamber, and you'll actually be flying for 2 minutes. And so, but very safe, and, you know, just, and you could do it in any kind of weather. So if the weather's bad and you don't get to go to Disney World one day or something, this would be some of these things that you can do, like this event, when the weather's not good because it's indoors. So that's a great thing. And who isn't going to love this? Kids and adults, everyone loves the idea of flying. So I think that's quite a thing. And that's iFlyWorld.com. Okay. Now, this will particularly will appeal to the boys and big boys, the men, in other words, in your group. And this is called iDrive NASCAR Indoor Kart Racing. I'm talking think go-karts on steroids. You'll need a full-face helmet, and this helmet has a cooling system in it. I know. And you step into a pit where electric sodicart vehicles await your instruction. So what happens next is you step, you get strapped in, you line up, and go. And then you race the other drivers, and I'm talking you're going speeds up to 50 miles an hour. So this is kind of a really interesting, fun thing here. And so, and then afterwards, you'll receive a race performance certificate. And so that's pretty cool there. And also on the site, for those that don't want to do that, like if this doesn't appeal to mom or you have a small child, there's a grandstand bar and grill. So you can get refreshments, have a hot dog, you know. There's also air hockey, bowling, dozens of arcade games. It's a little self-contained amusement center there. So in addition to the NASCAR kart racing, there is stuff for other people too. So you can make a day of it, a half day out of it, just to go for an hour or two. It's totally up to you. But again, this is something that would be good to do if the weather isn't good, or if you're looking to extend on, or if you just want to go to Orlando and not do Disney, which I know some of you are, like, gasping over this right now. But okay, so last but not least, oh, yeah, that was called iDriveNASCAR.com. And so last but not least is something called Hard Knocks. I love this. This is laser tag on steroids. Again, players are divided into teams, and you're sent to the armory, where each person chooses from 9 types of laser guns. So you can imagine the total chaos and excitement and adrenaline that's going on as you're all getting divided up and sent to the armory and you're picking your weapons. And then the groups are given their missions. And one of the things will include opening a locked vault. And the games last 15 minutes, and they can include up to 40 players. So it's just a real interesting experience there, and you can celebrate your conquest in their combat cafe. And so this is another thing that you can do no matter what the weather is like, no matter what the ages that you have for the kids. This is perfectly safe and fun, and you're not going to get a whatever from some teenager while you're, because I think all ages would like this. But this is indoorwar.com. So again, if you missed any of these if you websites or you just want to hear this again, you can hear it. It will be on my website, which is www.terrencetalkstravel.com. Also, there'll be archive episodes of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. You can find those on my site. And you can also find them, of course, you can follow me on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com, and then just punch in Terrence Talks Travel. And if you're on the go, you can always listen to me on iTunes. Again, it's Terrence Talks Travel, and the show will pop up. And this one's called The Other Side of Orlando, but you also might find some other things that you find interesting there if you want to catch some of those. Probably the best way, I know iTunes sends you alerts, but you can also sign up on my site to find out when a new show is coming on, but also you'll get my trip pick of the week, get travel tips, cheap travel tip information, and also you'll get a free 50-page travel report when you sign up. So really good thing to do to keep you posted on everything that's going on. Okay, that's all for now. So that's going to wrap this show, but I'll be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. So please stay tuned.